This is the Sakar Merli of the 22nd of November, 2024. Essence, sweet children, to follow the Father's Srimat means to have regard for the Father. Those who follow the dictates of their own minds have disregard for him. Question. What does Baba not object to in regard to those who live at home with their families? But which direction does he give them? Answer. Baba says, children, by all means have a connection with everyone. Do whatever job, etc., you have to do. You have to have connections with people. If you have to wear coloured clothes, then do so. Baba does not object to this. The father only gives the direction. Children, remove your attachment from all bodily relations and your own bodies, and remember me. Om Shanti. Shiv Baba sits here and explains to you children, that is, he inspires you to make effort to become equal to him. Just as I am the ocean of knowledge, so you children also have to become the same. You sweet children know that not all of you will become the same. Each one of you has to make your own individual effort. Many students study at school, but they don't all pass with honours. Nevertheless, their teacher inspires them all to make effort. You children also make effort. When the father asks, what will you become? You all reply, we have come here to become Narayan from an ordinary man and Lakshmi from an ordinary woman. That is all right, but you have to look at your activity too. The father is the highest on high. He is the teacher and the guru. No one knows this father. You children know that Shiv Baba is our Baba, teacher and Satguru. However, it is difficult to understand him as he truly is. You might come to know the father, but you forget his role as the teacher and the guru. You children also have to have regard for the father. What does it mean to have regard? To have regard means to study well that which the father teaches. The father is very sweet. Let the mercury of happiness rise high inside you. Let there be ecstatic happiness. Each of you has to ask yourself, do I have such happiness? Not everyone can be the same. There is also a vast difference in how everyone studies. In those schools too there is a lot of difference. There it is a common teacher who teaches, whereas this one here is uncommon. There cannot be another teacher like this one. No one knows that the incorporeal father also becomes the teacher. Although they have used the name Sri Krishna, they don't even know that he can't be the father. Krishna is a deity. Many have the name Krishna. However, as soon as people say Krishna, the form of Sri Krishna comes in front of them. He is a bodily being. You know that this body does not belong to that one. He himself says, I have taken it on loan. This one was a human being before, and he is still a human being now. He is not God. Only the incorporeal one is God. He now explains so many secrets to you children. However, it is not yet possible for you to understand finally and fully the Father and the Teacher. You repeatedly forget. Your intellects are drawn to bodily beings. As yet, your intellects don't have the faith that this is finally the Father, Teacher and Satguru. You still forget. Would students ever forget their teacher? Those who live in a hostel would never forget. Students living in a hostel definitely remember firmly. Whereas here, you don't have that firm faith. Each of you is sitting in this hostel, number-wise, according to your efforts. And although you are all students, you do not have that firm faith. Baba knows that each of you is claiming your status according to your own individual effort. In those studies, some become barristers and others become engineers or doctors. Here, you are becoming the masters of the world. Therefore, what should the intellects of such students be like? Their behaviour and way of speaking has to be very good. The father explains, "Children, you must never cry. You are becoming the masters of the world. You must never cry out of distress." To cry out of distress is the highest or worst form of crying. The father says those who cry are the ones who lose out. They lose the most elevated kingdom of the world. You say that you have come to change from an ordinary man into Narayan, but you don't behave accordingly. All of you are making effort, number-wise. Some pass very well and claim a scholarship, whereas others fail. All of you are number-wise. Even amongst you, some study and some don't study at all. People from the villages don't like studying. However, if you ask them to cut the grass, they will do that happily. They consider that to be having an independent life. They consider studying to be bondage. Many are like that, even wealthy landowners. They consider themselves to be independent and very happy. At least it isn't called a job. Other people have to do a job in an office, etc. The father is now teaching you children in order to make you into the masters of the world. He does not teach you in order to enable you to find a job. You are going to become the masters of the world through this study. This study is very elevated. You become the masters of the world, those who are totally independent. This is a very simple aspect. This is the only study through which you can become such elevated emperors and empresses, and pure too. You say that people of any religion can come and study here. They will understand that this study is very elevated. The Father is teaching you in order to make you into the masters of the world. Your intellects have now become very broad and subtle. From limited intellects, your intellects have now become unlimited intellects. Number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You have a lot of happiness that you are making others into the masters of the world. In fact, there are jobs there too. Maids and servants, etc., are all needed there. Those who do not study will carry the burden of those who have studied. This is why the father says, "If you study well, you can become this." You say that you will become this, but what will you become if you don't study? If you do not study, it means that you do not remember the Father with that much regard. The Father says, the more remembrance you have, the more your sins will be absolved. Children say, Baba, we will act according to your directions. The Father will give us directions through this one. However, some don't even accept this one's directions. They continue to follow the old rotten dictates of human beings. Although they can see that Shiv Baba is giving directions through this chariot, they still continue to follow their own dictates. They follow the dictates that are only worth pennies and shells. By following the dictates of Ravan, you have now become as worthless as shells. Rama, Shiv Baba, is now giving you directions. There is victory through having faith. There will never be any loss in this. The Father will even change any loss into a profit, but only for those whose intellects have faith. Those whose intellects have doubt will continue to choke inside. Those whose intellects have faith can never choke. They can never experience loss. The Father himself gives a guarantee. There can never be a loss when you follow Srimat. Human dictates are called the dictates of bodily beings. Here, there are only human dictates. It has been remembered that there are human instructions, God's instructions, and the instructions of the deities. You have now received God's instructions, through which you become deities from human beings. Then, there, in heaven, you only experience happiness. There is no sorrow. There is constant happiness. You have to experience that feeling at this time. You feel the future. This is now the most auspicious confluence age when you receive Srimat. The Father says, I come cycle after cycle at the confluence age. Only you know that one. You follow his directions. The Father says, children, by all means, stay at home with your families. Who says that you have to change your clothes, etc.? Wear whatever you want. You have to have connections with many. There are no objections to you wearing coloured clothes. You can wear whatever clothes you want. That has nothing to do with it. The Father says, renounce the consciousness of bodies and all bodily relations. You can wear whatever you want. Simply consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Let there be this firm faith. You also know that it is souls that become pure and impure. A Mahatma is called a great soul. Great supreme soul is never said. It does not sound right to say that. These are such good points to understand. The Satguru who grants salvation to everyone is the One Father. And timely death never takes place there. You children now understand that Baba is making you into deities once again. Previously, this was not in your intellects. You didn't even know what the duration of each cycle is. You have now been reminded of everything. You children also know that it is souls that are called sinful souls or charitable souls. Sinful supreme soul is never said. To say that God is omnipresent is such senselessness. The Father sits here and explains this. You now understand that the Father alone comes every 5,000 years to change you from sinful souls into charitable souls. He doesn't only change one, he changes all of you children. The Father says, I am the unlimited Father who changes you children. I would surely give you children unlimited happiness. In the Golden Age, there are only pure souls. It is by conquering Ravan that you become pure and charitable souls. You feel how many obstacles Maya creates. She completely suffocates you. You understand how a war takes place with Maya, but they have shown a war between the Kauravs and the Pandavs and shown their armies, etc. No one knows about this war. It is incognito. Only you know this. You souls have to battle with Maya. The Father says that lust is your greatest enemy. You attain victory over it with the power of yoga. No one understands the meaning of the power of yoga. Those who were Satapratthan are the ones who have become Tamapratthan. The Father himself says, I enter this one at the end of the last birth of his many births. He has become Tamapratthan, and the same applies to you too. The Father does not say this to only one. He says this to everyone, number-wise. You understand who will claim what number, number-wise. As you progress further, you will come to know much more. You will be given a vision of the rosary. When children in a school are transferred, they come to know everything when they are given their results. Baba asks a child, where did your examination papers come from? The child said, from London. Where will your papers come from now? Your papers will come from up above. You will have visions of everything. This is such a wonderful study. No one knows who teaches you. They say God Krishna speaks. Everyone studies number-wise, and so their happiness is also number-wise. It has been remembered that if you want to know about super-sensuous joy, ask for gopis and gopis. This is the stage at the end. The Father has explained that even though he knows that a child is never going to fall, one can never tell what will happen. They don't study, it's not in their fortune. If they were given the slightest sign, they would go and set up their home. They would quickly go into that world. They go from one extreme to the other. Their behaviour, their manner of speaking also become according to that. They think that if they were to receive a certain amount, they could go and live separately. This is understood from their behaviour. This means that they don't have faith and that they sit here out of desperation. There are many who don't even understand the first letter of this knowledge. Some don't even sit down to study. Maya does not allow them to study. There are such souls at all centres. They never come to study. It is a wonder. This is such elevated knowledge. God is teaching you. When Baba tells them not to do something, they don't listen, and they still perform wrong actions. A kingdom is being established, and so all types are needed there from the top to the bottom. There is a difference in the status. Here too, status is number-wise. What is the difference then? There, the lifespans are long and there is happiness, whereas here, the lifespans are short and there is sorrow. These wonderful aspects are in the intellects of you children. Look how this drama is created. Each of you plays the same part every cycle. You continue to play it cycle after cycle. Such tiny souls are filled with such huge parts. Souls adopt the same features and have the same activity. The cycle of the world continues to turn. That which is predestined is taking place. This cycle will repeat again. You will go through the stages of Satipatthana, Sato, Rajo and Tamo. There is nothing to be confused about in this. Okay, do you consider yourselves to be souls? You understand that the father of souls is Shiv Baba. Those who become Satipatthana are the ones who become Tamopatthana once again. Then, by remembering the father, you will again become Satipatthana. This is good. You should stop at this point. Then tell them that the unlimited Father gives you this inheritance of heaven. He alone is the purifier. The Father gives this knowledge. There is no question of scriptures, etc. in this. Where did the scriptures come from in the beginning? It is when there is expansion that the scriptures are created. There are no scriptures in the Golden Age. There is nothing like tradition. All name and form will change. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. You must never cry out of distress. Let it remain in your intellects that you are the ones who are to become the masters of the world. And so your activity and your way of speaking have to be very good. You must never cry. 2. Be the ones whose intellects have faith and continue to follow the Father's instructions. Never become confused or choke. There is victory by having faith. Therefore, do not follow your own dictates. They are only worth pennies. Blessing. May you become worthy of receiving blessings from all and transform yourself by putting a full stop to any situation. You can put a full stop to any situation with controlling power when you have the awareness of the Father, the point form, and the point form of souls. The children who transform themselves in any situation and who offer to put a full stop become worthy of receiving blessings. They receive blessings from themselves, that is, they receive happiness, and they also receive blessings from the father and the Brahmin family. Slogan: put a stamp of determination every now and then on the thoughts you create, and you will be victorious. Om Shanti.